proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We have been looking at the miracles of Jesus Christ as demonstrations of his deity and his power. Another way that the Savior demonstrated that deity was by healing people who possess various bodily afflictions. Because Jesus Christ is God, he encountered no difficulties in fixing broken bodies of those who sought him for healing. Performing these wondrous works did serve to bolster Jesus Christ's messianic claims as well. John the Baptist had sent some disciples to ask Jesus Christ if he, Jesus, were the Messiah. The Savior replied, quote, "Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk," unquote. In short, the Savior's ability to heal people tied in with his claims to deity and his messianic assertion. In the second chapter of Mark's Gospel, that author recorded an unusual incident which occurred at Capernaum. Several people brought a palsied man to Jesus Christ by cutting a hole through the roof where the Savior abode, and then lowering a bed containing their friend. When the Savior beheld the faith of those men, he remarked, quote, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee," unquote. Some scribes who were present at that time inwardly accused the Lord of blasphemy, to which the Savior responded, quote, "Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk," unquote. To demonstrate that he possessed the authority to forgive sins, Jesus Christ proceeded to heal the infirm man. Those who beheld this miracle, in Mark's words, were, quote, "all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw on this fashion," unquote. Jesus Christ had demonstrated to them that he not only had the power to heal, but he had the power to forgive sins, an attribute that only God could possess. Another miracle the Lord performed around the same time also generated controversy. As Jesus Christ entered into the synagogue of Capernaum, he beheld a man with a withered hand. In the third chapter of Mark, the author outlined this incident, remarking that some enemies of the Savior, quote, watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him, unquote. Before undertaking any action, the Lord posed questions to the congregants, quote, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" Unquote. Rather than responding to the Lord's questions, the attendees in the synagogue remained silent. Matthew's account described what Jesus Christ then said unto them, quote, "What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep? And if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out?" Unquote. The Lord concluded with this assertion, quote, "How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days." Unquote. After that, he restored the man's withered hand so that it became whole again. As earlier remarked, this caused a great deal of controversy. You see, Jesus Christ had not only healed a man on the Sabbath day, he also asserted his own sovereignty over the ordinance of the Sabbath. Only God could exercise such authority. God who created the Sabbath day, God alone had the authority to supersede the Sabbath day's requirements. Jesus Christ, in other words, claimed to be God. And for that reason, his enemies sought to destroy him. We'll continue looking at Jesus Christ's power over physical infirmities in our next session. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.